Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, September 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Los Angeles Metro is opening its new K line 2 weeks from today, October 7th. The light rail line runs from the E line's Expo Crenshaw station south through Inglewood to Westchester near LAX. Not all are welcoming it, though. Crenshaw resident Den Flint Connections is worried the development will signal gentrification and price people out of the neighborhood.
They're going to move these folks right on out, and it's going to come when some people start reinvesting in the neighborhood.
But Ebony Hobbs also lives in Crenshaw and says she depends on Metro to get around L.A.
It'll definitely make it more accessible to get to, like, Limerick Park and Inglewood, places that I wouldn't normally be able to get to, or I'd have to, like, get on the Metro and then get on a bus or take an Uber.
An extension of the K line will connect to the LAX Metro Center, where passengers will be able to hop aboard the People Mover to reach the terminals. A little perk to celebrate its opening: all rides on the Metro system will be free for the first weekend that the K line is open. The upward trend continues at the gasoline pump. The average price for regular gas in L.A. County has risen for the 21st consecutive day. It's up to its highest amount since August 2nd. The price rose another 3 cents overnight to $5.62 a gallon. Orange County's average rose for the sixth time in 7 days. It popped up 4 cents overnight to $5.60 a gallon. The Auto Club of Southern California says the sharp rise in prices this week is due to unplanned maintenance at several local refineries. Last year, Congress required the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration to make automakers install alcohol monitoring systems in vehicles within 3 years. This week, the National Transportation Safety Board recommended that two systems be installed on every new vehicle. One would detect alcohol before driving through a breathalyzer or touchpad, and the other would monitor driving performance. Tom Chapman with the NTSB was on KPCC's Air Talk and said that research and development of current technology could save lives.
We think there's a lot of promise in these advanced driver monitoring systems, again, by themselves or in combination with integrated passive alcohol detection systems, to help us get a handle on this terrible problem we're facing with impaired driving.
Last year, nearly 43,000 people were killed by someone driving under the influence. That's the highest number in the last 16 years. Airborne pollutants from wildfires are a growing public health problem in California. That's according to scientists up at Stanford University, who say millions of people are living where wildfire smoke has made breathing unhealthy. Reporter Molly Peterson with the Cal Report says figuring out what pollution is from fire and what pollution is not poses difficulties for scientists.
For a few different reasons, smoke doesn't move in some sort of smooth blanket over the skies. It curls and it moves in the winds and in the atmosphere. It can be made up of different components depending on what is burning. So the scientists used estimates to sort of measure backward in time what happened in the last 16 years. They combined these satellite measurements with ground-based monitors from the Environmental Protection Agency. They looked at what those ground-based monitors were measuring on days where they knew it was smoky, and they adjusted for potential other sources of particulate pollution.
Molly notes that some public agencies have started providing air filters to low-income families and communities. Reaction continues to last week's death of a 15-year-old Bernstein High School student from a fentanyl overdose. LAUSD Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said yesterday that he has a plan to try to make sure that it doesn't happen again. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
Carvalho says there were a total of 9 overdose incidents in the last month, but it's not clear if all of those were LAUSD students.
We are experiencing a devastating epidemic. Whether we talk about fentanyl or the many variations of fentanyl, there is an abundance of drugs that students are having ready access to.
That's why Carvalho says the district is partnering with the LA County Department of Health to roll out 600 units of the opioid overdose treatment Narcan starting next month. That means all senior high schools and junior high schools are slated to get doses, which can save a life if administered soon enough. The district will also train school administrators on how to use this nasal spray version of the life-saving drug. Covering mental health, I'm Robert Garova.
This month, KPCC launched a new series on navigating pregnancy. In this story, reporter Mariana Dale talks to an OBGYN about how patients can get the most out of their prenatal visits.
UCLA Obstetrics and Gynecology Associate Professor Aparna Sridhar says it's always okay for patients to express their concerns, even multiple times. That could sound like,
"Hey, I know we did these things, and I'm still worried about this particular scenario because of A, B, and C."
Samuel Kassar is an OBGYN at the San Gabriel Valley's Emanate Health. He says patients will often hear that their symptoms, including cramps or lower back pain, are normal.
But for most patients, that's not enough information.
Kassar suggests asking follow-up questions like, "Why do you think that's normal?" or "Can you explain what mechanism is causing this type of pain?" Covering Early Childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
To learn more about how to advocate for yourself during pregnancy, text the word HEYBB to this number, 73224. That's H-E-Y-B-B to 73224. Well, the heat wave is making its presence known. Highs will be in the 80s to around 90 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles, upper 80s to mid 90s in our coastal valleys in the Inland Empire, mid 80s to around 90 in the Antelope Valley, and up around 100 in low desert communities. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.